What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in again to Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. Contrary to popular belief, I'm alive! Sorry for being MIA last week. I was a bit incapacitated, and I'd love to take the first segment of my show to tell you the story of what happened. Last weekend, I had to go in for an emergency appendectomy, aka I had to get my appendix removed, which I have to say was pretty gnarly, but I think the whole situation and procedure went probably the best I would have ever wanted or expected. So, last Thursday, not this past Thursday, but the Thursday before, I went to bed with some pretty bad stomach cramps. I thought it was just girl stuff, seeing as it was that time of the month, so I went to bed thinking absolutely nothing of it, hoping to feel better in the morning. But I woke up the next day feeling completely awful, awful stomach cramping. I could barely eat breakfast, but I did eat a bagel, and I took some ibuprofen and just kind of relaxed all day. After a few hours, I was still feeling pretty horrible, so I figured this couldn't just be cramps. Maybe it was food poisoning. I had had some possibly questionable Mexican food for lunch the day before, so I blamed it all on that, and I took some Pepto-Bismol and continued to relax the rest of the day. And by relax, I mean that I was lying in the fetal position in bed, texting my boyfriend about how awful my stomach felt. So, dinner time rolls around and I had no appetite whatsoever. Felt like I was going to throw up, but hadn't really eaten all day. And my mom made me eat a piece of buttered toast and part of a banana, which I guess if you guys didn't know, these are really good foods for an upset stomach. We always talk about in my house the BRAT diet, which I guess is like a thing. It's an acronym that stands for banana, rice, and toast. And these are all foods that are easily digested if you're feeling like you have an upset stomach. So I had a piece of buttered toast and half a banana. And after that, I was still feeling just as terrible as when I had woken up in the morning. Not better at all. I was calling it food poisoning, but I still couldn't throw anything up, which is kind of what I just wanted to do. I knew I would feel immediately better after that, but I couldn't. And so around about 9 o'clock p.m., my mom came into my room and basically said, "We're going to take you to the emergency room." And of course, I was just thinking to myself the entire time, why would we go to the emergency room? They're not going to tell me anything. There's nothing they can do. They're going to tell me I have food poisoning and send me on my merry way to just recover, which is basically what they do with stomach flu. But we went anyway. And I laid down in the back of the car on the way there. And of course we get there and it's Friday night and there's a million people in there. Like there's probably like 20 to 30 people in the tiny little waiting room. And there's little kids running around who are sick and it's just kind of chaos. It's just what you would expect on a Friday night. Not the best time to go into the emergency room. So the nurse calls me over to triage me, you know, get my symptoms and see how I'm feeling and whatnot. And as I'm telling her about how horrible I feel, I begin to feel even more horrible, probably prompted by describing how horrible I felt. And then I begin to feel like I'm going to throw up and or faint right there in the little triage area. So I say to the nurse, "Hey, can I lie down on the floor here? Because I think I'm going to faint." And because I was sitting upright in a little chair. And the nurse looks at me like I'm crazy and says to me, "Oh, honey, you don't want to lie down on that dirty hospital floor." And I was just like, "I don't care. I'm going to faint. I just laid down on the floor." And I, you know, within a few seconds, I was feeling a little bit better, get a little bit of blood to my head. But then suddenly, probably within 30 seconds of me lying down on the floor, which I didn't think was that big of a deal, Suddenly, there's three or four male nurses all surrounding me, and they lift me up, they pick me up, and put me onto a gurney, and they wheel me into the back of the hospital. So, I mean, I guess that's one way to bypass all of the people in the waiting room, but, you know, not something I would really recommend. So at this point, I'm dying for some water because I've barely eaten or drank anything all day. So I'm starting to feel a little dehydrated, which, let's be honest, is probably why I almost fainted. But they wouldn't let me have any water. I wanted a drink of water and they wouldn't give it to me. The nurse told me they were going to hook me up to an IV to give me fluids. So I just was like, all right, hit me. I'm dying over here. Give me some of the fluids. They had it hanging on an IV pole right next to my bed. But it took literally 2 hours to get the doctor's orders to give me the IV. So the IV full of fluids was just sitting behind me for 2 hours as I'm dying of thirst. And I basically fainted when they put the IV in anyway, which I always do when I get blood drawn. So that was pretty awesome. A doctor did come in briefly and talk to me, and he started feeling around on my stomach, and he immediately knew it was appendicitis because whenever he pushed in this specific location on my right side, it really hurt. So he immediately knew. He said, you know, I think that's appendicitis. We're going to have to do an ultrasound, possibly a CT scan. And we had no idea because I thought I was having more generalized overall stomach cramps all over. I didn't know. My mom kept saying to me, why didn't you tell me it was on the right side? And I was just like, I didn't know it was on the right side. I thought it was food poisoning. So I had to do an ultrasound and they couldn't really see anything with that. So they made me do a CT scan. Which, have any of you guys ever done that? They inject you with this colored dye so they can see your, like, inside of you. And it makes you all warm and it feels super weird. I felt like I was in a spaceship in the CT scan with the machine swirling all around me. That was a pretty interesting experience. So at this point, it's 2 a.m. and I've done all the tests, and we're just waiting on the results, and lo and behold, it turns out to be appendicitis. Surgery was scheduled for 8 o'clock the next morning, which was great. Get it over and done with very quickly. But then I had to do all of the paperwork to be admitted into the hospital, and all that BS, and so by the time I'm in my room upstairs, it's probably 3 a.m., and then I have to answer a bunch of pre-op questions, etc., blah, blah, blah. And so I'm finally getting to sleep around probably 4 a.m. Surgery the next day went really well, and I spent the whole next day and a half in the hospital. They did the surgery laparoscopically, which is a minimally invasive surgery, and it's kind of a weird technique. I had never heard of it before. But basically, your appendix is on the right side of your body if you're looking down at your own body. And so for laparoscopic surgery, they go in on the other side of your body, really far away, at a location that's easier to get into than if they were cutting right next to where your organ was. And instead of one big incision, they make 3 little incisions. So one for a camera, one for a light, and one to actually remove the organ, which is the larger one. So I have these 3 little incisions on the left side of my body when my appendix is on the right side. Very odd. And basically the surgeon had to move everything around from the other side of my body. So my stomach consequently is ridiculously swollen. I literally look like I'm 3 months pregnant right now. It's not cute, but everyone keeps telling me they can't tell at all, which I think is a complete lie. They also blow carbon dioxide gas into your stomach to kind of inflate your body cavity so they can move around in there, which is pretty crazy to think about. The surgery only lasted about an hour, which was great. They closed up the incisions with this super glue-like skin glue stuff, which is actually really cool because there's no sutures or dressing or anything. So I could shower immediately after I was discharged to go home. I was talking to my brother about this past weekend, and he was saying that super glue was actually invented for medical procedures back in whenever it was invented, which I thought was pretty interesting. This whole procedure is extremely common. I think I read online that they do over 270,000 appendectomies in the U.S. every year. The appendix is one of those organs that kind of really doesn't do anything. They don't really know. And the cause of appendicitis is largely unknown. But they think that having a more carbohydrate-based diet may have something to do with it. It can affect people of any age, which is something I learned through by Googling different things about appendectomies. I learned that although it's most common in young people, ages 10 to 19, you can have an appendectomy at any age. You can have appendicitis at any age. But yeah, that's basically the story. I had to take all of last week off recovering. I could barely walk at first because all the work they had done was in my abdomen and hurt really bad to walk. So they had me on Vicodin, which of course messed with my entire digestive system. All in all, not a great week off, but I have to say I think I'm recovering really well. I'm back in a week, which is actually pretty amazing. There are actually faster healing times with this kind of laparoscopic surgery, and hopefully there will be less scarring, which is awesome, because if they had done it just as a regular open surgery, I would have this huge 2 to 3 inch scar on my stomach. I was actually just talking to DJ Freebird right before my show, with his show Chalk Talk right before mine. He was saying he had had his appendix out and he had done it with the open surgery, and they had tried to get it laparoscopically, but they ended up having to go back in and do an open surgery, and he had this really gnarly scar on his stomach. I was like, oh no, that's a gnarly scar. I hope mine look better. I was incredibly lucky that my appendix hadn't burst. The medical term there is ruptured, because then all sorts of bacteria would have been released into my body and there would have been way more problems. I probably would have had to have stayed in the hospital twice as long and been out twice as long. He, DJ Freebird, right before, said he took probably a month off of school to recover. Also, for me, the pain wasn't as bad as you hear about some people experiencing with appendicitis, which frankly is probably because my appendix didn't burst. I've always heard about people waking up in the middle of the night, keeling over, crying out in pain, and then having to be rushed into surgery right then, which is extremely life-threatening and scary. You can actually die. It's estimated that about 400 people die from untreated appendicitis every year in the U.S. So, you know, I just keep telling people, they keep asking me, where were you last week? And I just keep saying, I almost died. I was super lucky that my appendix was just inflamed and my pain wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. So sorry if medical stuff like this makes you uncomfortable or queasy or whatever. I went off to college as a bio major with aspirations to become a doctor, so this kind of stuff is really interesting to me. And I just really wanted to share with you guys my experience and talk about the symptoms so you know. If you have extreme abdominal cramping, go to the ER. It could be appendicitis and it could be really dangerous. And I also wanted to kind of explain why I wasn't here last week. Literally every single person who helped me over at Marin General Hospital was so nice. I had a really great experience with every single person there, from the surgeon and operative crew, the post-op nurses, and the emergency room nurses. I had such a great experience there. They really made it not as horrible as it could have been for me. And I'm super thankful for all of that. And for my family and my boyfriend who stuck with me throughout the whole ordeal, especially my dad, who was up with me till 4 a.m. and, you know, was exhausted. So shout out to them. But I know you're not here for the blood and guts. Although Halloween is this Saturday, and my mom was joking that I could go as a zombie surgery patient and my boyfriend the surgeon. So let's get going into the show. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I have found some super talented musicians to play on the show today. This show, you're going to hear covers of Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars's Uptown Funk and Sia's Chandelier, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and supporting my show, Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a girl who I actually featured on my very first episode of Uncovered. Her name is Andy, she's 18, and she's from the Blue Mountains of Australia. If you tuned into my first show, you heard me talk about how she is kind of the reason why I was inspired to create this show. I think she is extremely talented, and I really think she's going to make it in the music world. I've been following her on YouTube for about a year now, and she's really only gotten better since I've been watching her. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Andy, A-N-D-I-E, formerly I Want Altitude, and she's also on Facebook. She plays the guitar, banjo, and ukulele, and her voice is a really soulful mix of indie, folk, acoustic pop. It's really an interesting mix, but I think that she still keeps it very fresh and modern. She takes songs and she really makes them her own. Sometimes she completely changes them, and they don't even sound like the original song, but they sound even better. If you scroll down and look at the comments on her YouTube videos, you see a lot of people saying that they like Andy's versions better than the originals, which is always a good thing. She just released her own EP called Deciduous, filled with all original songs. It's available on Bandcamp at andydoesthemusic.bandcamp.com. And you can find that link to it on her YouTube channel in the annotations of many of her videos. She wrote all the songs herself, and I'm pretty sure she recorded, mixed, and edited them all herself as well. So, today I'm going to be playing you Andy's cover of Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. Mark Ronson is a British producer. I had never heard of him before this song. This track is his first number one single in the UK and the US. He apparently has also produced multi-platinum Grammy-winning albums for artists such as Amy Winehouse and Adele. Sidebar, that new Adele song, though. I swear, I was just talking about how we're all on the edge of our seats waiting for Adele to drop some new music on my show the other day. And then, bam, she just comes out of nowhere and drops a new song within the next week. That was ridiculous. I saw that and I was like, oh my God, I was just talking about this the other day. Amazing song, Hello. Adele may have taken a brief hiatus, but she clearly hasn't lost any of her talent in that time span. Uptown Funk, this song, comes off of Mark Ronson's fourth studio album, Uptown Special, and it features vocals by the infinitely talented Bruno Mars. I was reading online that Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson have actually collaborated before on Bruno's songs Locked Out of Heaven, Moonshine, and Gorilla. I personally am a huge fan of Bruno Mars. I saw him live in concert about 2 years ago, and both me and my family agree that it was probably the best concert that we have ever seen. And I've been to a lot of concerts. I've seen Eric Clapton, the Rolling Stones, Alicia Keys, Janet Jackson, so just to name a few. So that's really saying something that Bruno Mars was the best concert I've ever been to. He is so good, and he sounded amazing live. If he comes back again, you gotta see him. He is amazing. He is so talented. He has a crazy vocal range, and it was so fun to see him dancing around with his band. They always do these choreographed dances where they're all in a line dancing in unison. It really brings you back to the Motown days, I feel like. I love it. Bruno has such a soulful, funky vibe that is really fresh to hear on the mainstream pop radio. There's really nobody like him. Uptown Funk was a huge commercial success, spending 14 consecutive weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. In a week in January, early this year, the song was streamed a record 2.34 million times in a single week in the U.K. Just last month, the music video for Uptown Funk received its billionth view on YouTube, becoming the ninth video on YouTube to ever receive over 1 billion views, which I was actually surprised about. It seems like not very many videos have over a billion views, which I thought there would have been more. But this is the ninth video ever to receive over a billion views, just last month. The music video features Bruno and the boys dancing around, similar to the way they do in concert, including one scene where they're in the barbershop getting perms, and Bruno has all of these rollers in his hair, and he looks hilarious. It's a great video. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. I think Andy really does something different in her stripped-down version of the song, but she still manages to keep the funky aspect to it. So, without further ado, here is Andy's cover of Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
This here, that ice cold, Michelle Pfeiffer for that white gold. This one's for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces, silent, wildin', living it up in the city. I got Chuck's on with my Saint Laurent. I gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty, I'm too high, hot damn. I call the police and a fireman, I'm too high, hot damn. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too high, hot damn. Say my name, you know who I am. Too high, hot damn. Am I bad about that money? Girls, hit your hallelujah. Girls, hit your hallelujah. Girls, hit your hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Saturday night in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Oh! Don't believe me, just watch. 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 Hey, 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 oh, stop. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some liquor in it. Take a sip, sign a check. Julio, get the stretch. Drive to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we're gonna show out. Smoother than a fresh jar, Skippy. I'm too hot, hot damn. Call the police and a fireman. I'm too hot, hot damn. Make a dragon want to retire, man. I'm too hot, hot damn. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot, hot damn. Am I bad about that money? Girls, hit your hallelujah. Girls, hit your hallelujah. Girls, hit your hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to ya. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Oh!
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered Live here on Penguin Radio. That was just Andy's cover of Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars. I really love what she did with this song. She slowed it down and she stripped it down from all of the horns and other instruments that are on the original track. But she still kept it really funky and jazzy, which is really true to the original song. So different, but the intention is really the same. And I also love those runs that she does and the scatting she did in this cover is, I think, completely on point. She changes things up, but she really keeps the melody, so you can still tell it's the same song. It's something I love that she does. She really makes songs her own. But she still keeps the melody there so you know what the song is and can recognize it when you hear her. Another thing I love about listening to cover musicians is that you can really hear the words of the songs. I've got Chucks on with my Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I had no idea that's what the beginning of what that line said. I've got Chucks on with my Saint Laurent. I had no idea what he was saying there, but when I heard her say that, I said to myself, wow, oh, that's what that's saying. I've often found that I only find out the true lyrics to songs by listening to someone else singing them or by looking up the lyrics, which frankly I do quite a bit. I'm one of those people who knows all the lyrics to every song that I know. So I often find myself curious and looking up the lyrics to songs if I'm not sure what the artist is saying. Anyway, I really hope you guys enjoyed Andy's cover. I think she is extremely talented and has the potential to really make it in the acoustic indie scene, which is becoming a lot more mainstream nowadays. So go check out her YouTube channel and her new EP. Her handle is just her name, Andy, A-N-D-I-E. I would definitely recommend that you check her out. I try to contact all of the artists that I feature on the show, and she was one of the only people who actually responded back to me, and she lives in Australia and is a college student and is extremely busy trying to dedicate so much time to her music, and she was one of the only artists who actually responded back to me, and she was so sweet and so genuine. So it really makes me want to support her even more, because I think she's a great musician and a really great person. So right about now, I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio. Just love that Beatles song. Probably one of my favorites. Welcome back, guys, to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments of my show, I talked about the emergency appendectomy I had to have last weekend. Fascinating stuff, if I do say so myself. And I also played a super funky cover of Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars's Uptown Funk. If you're just tuning in now and wanted to check out the beginning of my show, just as a reminder, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play is a group called Twisted Measure. They're an a cappella group from Elon University in North Carolina. You've probably heard their cover of Chandelier by Sia, which is the song that I'm going to be playing for you guys today, because it went insanely viral a few months ago. The video now has over 4 million views on YouTube, pretty impressive for a college a cappella group. Their YouTube handle is just their name, Twisted Measure, and they have a lot of great videos up there. You guys should definitely go check them out. Their Facebook page also says that since the group's foundation a few years ago, they've recorded 6 studio albums, which is pretty amazing. So I know some people aren't that into a cappella, but I personally love it, and I'm totally fascinated by it, to be completely honest. It requires so much practice and skill to be able to synchronize so many voices and sounds like that. It's basically like playing in a band or an orchestra with a whole bunch of different instruments. And I know that this group has between 15 to 20 members. I'm not quite sure about the exact count there. Which is that, but that's crazy. They can have 20 people all singing in the a cappella. It's crazy. I think that the things that some people can do musically with their mouths is absolutely mind-blowing. Beatboxing is something that I will never be able to do because it looks so difficult. I don't understand how people do it. These guys are super talented, and I really love their dramatic cover of this super challenging song. I've actually heard quite a few covers of Chandelier since the song was released about a year ago, which is totally surprising to me, considering I see it as probably one of the most difficult songs to sing that I've ever heard. The levels that Sia reaches on those high notes are just insane. It's ridiculous. Sia is kind of a new artist to the US music scene. She's Australian, and Chandelier is actually the lead single off of her 6th studio album, A Thousand Forms of Fear. Commercially, the single attained widespread success, charting within the top 5 on record charts in 20 different countries. In the US, this single peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming Sia's first single as a lead artist to appear on the Hot 100. As well as her first top 10 single as a lead artist on the chart, as well as selling over 2 million copies in the US. The song received nominations at the 57th Grammy Awards for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Pop Solo Performance, with its video receiving a nomination for Best Music Video. Sia is a pretty quirky artist. She's often seen in a giant blonde wig that will obscure her face. When I did some research on her to prepare for the show, I learned that she actually started her musical career as a singer in an acid jazz band called Crisp in the mid-1900s. Acid jazz, also called club jazz, combines elements of jazz, soul, funk, and disco. You probably know her from her vocals on David Guetta's Titanium, which, fun fact, she actually wrote originally for Alicia Keys, but it was given to David Guetta, who used Sia's original demo vocals on the final track. Other popular songs of hers out right now are Elastic Heart and, of course, Chandelier. So, here is Twisted Measure's cover of Chandelier by Sia. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
I'm holding on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light. 'Cause I'm just holding on for tonight. Help me, I'm holding on for dear life. won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning light, 'cause I'm just holding on for tonight. On for tonight. On for tonight.
Ooh. Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, I push it down. I'm the one for a good time, call phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell. I feel the love.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Twisted Measure's cover of Chandelier by Sia. The lead girl's vocals on this cover are incredible. That high falsetto on the track is so difficult to reach. I've tried. It's way too high for any normal human being, so she is clearly from another planet. She does such an amazing job of hitting those high notes. I think that the a cappella sound really adds some nice dimension to this song. I was reading online that the track is actually about alcoholism, as told through the typical thought process of a drunk party girl. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink, throw 'em back till I lose count. So when you think about it like that, Twisted Measure's dramatic version of this song seems even more fitting for the original intention. I think that they did an amazing job, and I really hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. So go check out their YouTube channel, which is just the name of their group, Twisted Measure. Okay, guys, now we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you missed the first few segments of my show and wanted to check those out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off every show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. This week, I'll be playing you guys a cover by Arctic Monkeys. I talked about Arctic Monkeys a little bit on the second episode of Uncovered. They're a British rock band that was formed back in 2002. They've released 5 albums and they've won several Brit Awards. Today, I'm going to play you Arctic Monkeys' cover of Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake, featuring Majid Jordan. Majid Jordan is a Canadian duo composed of Majid Al-Maskadi and Jordan Ullman, something I didn't know at all. I actually didn't know there was anybody featured on that song. I thought it was just Drake's song. Now, Drake's been getting a lot of publicity lately for the new video he just released for his latest single, Hotline Bling. I think deservedly so. Frankly, the video was slightly hilarious with Drake dancing around in a turtleneck in this light box room. The memes out right now are just priceless. I was watching it just before my show, the music video, and I was just in the library at my school, and I was just holding back the laughs. It took me so much not to just completely laugh out loud. He looks ridiculous in the video. So props to him. But I actually really like Drake. Ever since he played Jimmy on Degrassi, The Next Generation, I've been a fan of his. No, Jimmy! He gets shot and is in a wheelchair for most of the time he's on the show. It's always great to look back on Drake's roots. He's one of those rappers who raps but also sings, but he's really not a very good singer, but I still like him, and I like all of the music he puts out. I really like Hotline Bling a lot. Hold On, We're Going Home was released in August 2013, premiering on his album Nothing Was the Same. It received positive reviews from music critics and peaked at number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100. The Arctic Monkeys have such a different sound than Drake. I mean, obviously, they're an indie rock band, so hearing them cover Hold On, We're Going Home, a hip-hop R&B hit, it's a bit comical at first, but I actually really dig it, and I'm not really sure why. They changed the song up just simply by having a different sound, but they basically keep the song the same, but it sounds so different still. The lead singer of Arctic Monkeys has a very distinctive voice. I think it sounds really cool on this song. So here it is, Arctic Monkeys cover of Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake. Remember, you're listening to it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Your mark on me, I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly, 'cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me, 'cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Oh, just hold on. just hold on, we're going home. Yeah, I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it. And I know exactly who you could be. Well, just hold on, we're going home.
Going home.
Just hold on, we're going home.
Going home.
It's hard to do these things alone.
Things alone.
Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Arctic Monkeys' cover of Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake featuring Majid Jordan. Isn't that a fun cover? There's just something about it that I really like. Whenever I think of this song now, I think of this version of it. Kind of laid back and funky. Really easy to dance to. I don't know. There's something that just sounds good about it. So different than the original, but still, I really like it. I can't put my finger on why I like it so much, though. Arctic Monkeys performed this cover in the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge, which I've talked about many times on my show. If you haven't checked it out by now, I'd highly suggest you do. They have a YouTube channel where they have musicians come and cover other artists or do live versions of their own songs. I've been talking about it on many episodes of Uncovered, so if you've been here and you haven't looked it up, go for it right now. Right after the show's over, you gotta check it out. I think that's all we have time for right now. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. to my next episode of Uncovered. I'll be playing three more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. I hope you all have a happy and safe Halloween this Saturday. When in doubt, call someone to pick you up or take an Uber home. Please don't drink and drive. Stay safe out there, everybody. Hope you guys have some great costumes lined up for a really fun weekend. So for now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.